Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme is certainly not lacking in ambition, because we're going to do God. In particular, we're going to attempt to delve into the great mystery of the doctrine of the Trinity, the very essence of God, the heart of the Christian faith. It is a mystery, and it's not easy, but it's fascinating, and we have lots of wonderful music to go with it, starting with this track by the Reverend Albert Bogle and the Bogle Band.
What are these thoughts I have searching me? Sometimes I think you ask too much of me. I know that you deserve respect and many other things. Please forgive my doubting heart. I wanna believe in you. While I'm here in my bed and all these thoughts run through my head, I come to life with just one breath of you. I come to life with just one glance from you. What are these plans you have shaping me? I wish sometimes you'd just give up on me. And then I could get bored with life and join the human race. Oh, please forgive my doubting heart. I wanna believe in you. While I'm here in my bed and all these thoughts run through my head, I come to life with just one breath of you.
Christians believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they confess Jesus Christ as their Saviour and Lord. There's eight technical words in there. When it comes to baptism, we say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, descend upon you and dwell in your heart forever. And the most frequently used benediction at the end of a church service is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So we think of God as being one being, but we talk all the time about him as if he was like three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but it's ever one God. How can three be one and one be three? Well, you know how I am one person, but I'm known maybe to some people as the minister, to others, or to one other, as the husband, and to the dog as Muggins. It's the same me, but I'm known in different ways to different people. Or put it another way round, my family, that's my wife and I and the dog, we're a threesome, but we have a unity as a family. You know how husbands and wives, the two become one, sounds rubbish, but it means an awful lot to husbands and wives. And when there's a baby, the three become one, one family. Each one of us is a body, a mind and a spirit in one being. Illustrations include things like water. You can get it as liquid, or solid as ice, or as steam. Here's a wee poem. Tell me, please, how can it be God is one and yet he's three? Milk, tea, sugar, cup of tea. Three in one, one in three. Pea pod, stalk and small round pea. Three in one, one in three. Raindrops, rivers, mighty sea. Three in one and one in three. Trunk, leaves, branches, big green tree. Three in one and one in three. Mum and dad and my baby. Three in one and one in three. Father, spirit, son, though three, still are one and one in three. We get the same thing in marriage. Christian marriage is between a man, a woman, and God. The three become united together. Here's Cliff Richard singing about you and me and Jesus.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover, eternally. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
Here's a potted history of people's thinking about God. Way back in Stone Age time, there was a man coming home from his daily work, chasing woolly mammoths to make mammoth burgers. He sat down on a boulder and he started to think like he hadn't thunked before. He thought, it's a lovely world. It's a beautiful sky, green grass, river meandering, beautiful trees. And here's me sitting on the rock. And he became self-conscious and he thought, how do I fit into all this? What's all this about? Where's it going? Who designed it? What's the point of it? And each day he would come by that same spot and just sit for a wee moment's thought. Even brought the wife and the kids up at the weekend, see if they could think thoughts as well. It's not just a story about a Stone Age man, you realise. It's about all of us. We're all born as innocent wee babies who don't think very deeply. But gradually life makes us sit down and think. And what do you think about God? There must be somebody somewhere. This can't just all be random accident. But who is it? And what's he like? And what's he got to do with me? So over the history of time, both of history, but in our own little life story history, people have thought that the world is run by maybe the sun, the moon and the stars and nature. Or at other times, folk have thought there's many gods. The Greeks had many gods. The Romans had many gods. And there was polytheism. And then many folk over the years have reduced that to two gods. And folk today still think of life as a cosmic battle, like a chess match between good and evil, the black ones against the white ones, light against dark. The Zoroastrians in Persia were dualists. They worshipped the god Ahura Mazda, the god of light, from which we get Mazda light bulbs, and the god Angrumenu, the nasty god who caused all the problems. And then it was the Jews who were first to come up with the thought of monotheism. If you've got two gods, you can always say the good things come from the good god and the bad things from the bad god. But when you're down to one god, all the good and all the bad go back somehow to him. Then you have problems with, well, where does all the suffering come if God's a god of love and all that? Christians are monotheists, but we're a refinement on the Jewish monotheism. We're Trinitarian. We believe there is one God, but we can discern within one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when we join the church, we not only say we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we also confess that Jesus is our Lord and Saviour. For all of what we're talking about, you need to know where to go and get the answers. If you just look up at the night sky, how do you know? You're just speculating. Christians believe that we know because God has revealed himself. If he didn't come over space to us, we would never reach up to him. So God has given us the Bible. He's come himself as Jesus and lived out the things. And the church is preaching and teaching for 2,000 years, including the Old Testament, 4,000 years. So we believe that God has revealed himself to us in three classic ways, but always remember this is the same God. So before we go into the three classic ways, here's Susan Boyle articulating the prayer that there has to be a God somewhere. You have to be there.
What is it, Lord, that you want that I am not seeing? What in my ignorant prayers am I failing to say? Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared. Never until today. All of a tremble I stand on the edge of confusion. Who is to save me if into the darkness I fall? Now that I need more than ever my God to be near me. Do you hear when I call? Are you there after all? You have to be there, you have to. My life I have placed in thy keep. And without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea. You have to be there, you have to. Without you I drown in the deep. Too far from land. The waters drag me down. I reach for your when I die, he will open his arms to receive me. Who will forgive me and take me and show me his face? When I have gone to my rest, will you watch me and wake me? When my time comes at last, will you grant me your grace? I am so small on this earth, I'm nothing without you. Daring to doubt you at all is a knife to my heart. Little by little I'm losing my way in the shadows. I am losing my hope and the world falls apart. Don't you, I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea.
there's one God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's think of God in three of the aspects in which we know him. First is, God is the creator. He's the ruler, the sustainer. He's the one in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. He's the first cause of all the other things that ever happen. The supreme, unique being, maker of heaven and earth. At the heart of the universe beats a heart of love. He's loving power and powerful love. He is a father figure in that he gives life and he maintains and supports and protects that life. God is the God of the whole of history and the God of each of our individual life stories, the controller of the destiny of individuals and nations. Here's a song by Plain Song Music about God and his capacity as the creator. So when we think of God, we think of God as the original creator and the sustainer of the universe. So far, so good. Christians call him our Father, which art in heaven. Muslims call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. But the stumbling block comes when we claim that this God, creator, ruler, sustainer, the one God, is Jesus Christ. That he came down to earth. He, the invisible God, made himself visible, audible, tangible. The out-of-reach God came down to us. To chat us up, he crossed the dance floor. The infinite, eternal, perfect, holy God became a baby gurgling in a manger, a carpenter in Nazareth, a young man on a cross. The word for this is incarnate, in flesh. This is when it becomes a stumbling block to Jews, foolishness to Greeks, says Paul. Jesus was fully human and fully divine. You can see him at Lazarus's grave weeping for his friend who died. But moments later, you see him raising Lazarus from the dead. Only God can raise the dead. He forgave the paralyzed man his sins. Only God can forgive sin. He calmed a storm by saying to the wind and waves, "Be still." Only God can command the wind and waves. He himself rose from the dead. He controls life and death. Only God controls life and death. The whole New Testament is written to prove that God revealed himself as Jesus. Here's a song. It's a Noel Richards song. You laid aside your majesty. It's all about the great God being so great that he's humble enough to come down to being in a stable, in a manger, on a cross for us. So we think of God as the original creator of the universe, and we think of God as coming down to earth at Christmas, the baby in the manger, Jesus walking this earth. And we also know God in a third way. When Jesus had risen from the dead and was going back up to heaven, his last words were, "I will never leave you. I'll be with you always. But I'll be with you in a different way from the way I've been." As the caterpillar crawls on the earth and is completely transformed into being a butterfly, "I'll no longer be beside you, I'll be within you. I'll be with you as the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit, who's invisible but very real, just like the wind is very powerful, but you can't actually see it. But you'll know the difference when I blow and I'm there. So at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples. God is with us today, inside us, and we look for movements of the Spirit in our own life and over the course of the world's history.
Who is like him, Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai. Rising of the sun till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise. Who is like him, Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Come praise him, praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing.
Thank you.
The problem we have in thinking about God is that we are tiny little creatures and God is so vast. How can we grasp God? We can get bits of the jigsaw at times, and we can understand him as the original creator, or we can understand him as coming down to earth as Jesus, or we can understand him coming as the Holy Spirit into our lives today. But when we try and put the three together and say it's the same God, he's three in one, one in three, the Trinity, that's when our minds really give up sometimes. It is a mystery, it is mind-boggling, but then if God is so great, shouldn't he be mind-boggling? We wouldn't like a God shrunk so small that we can contain him easily in our comprehension. But try thinking about these mysteries, that the creator of the universe in the beginning was on earth and knows human life from the inside. That Jesus, who was in the Bible stories long ago, is alive and kicking and well today with us right where we are right now. The Holy Spirit is Jesus coming to us in another way. Three in one, one in three, God is Trinity. And God welcomes us to share in his Trinitarian life. When the Bible says we're made in God's image, we are made to be Trinities all the time too. He wants us to share his life eternally, him and us and our neighbour, together as a threesome, a lovely eternal fellowship. Bye for now.